3, 2, 1, we're live!
Welcome, I'm Megan.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Crime and Roses.
And we are a true crime and bachelor franchise recap podcast.
Megan.
Danielle.
Megan.
Danielle.
I have something I need to tell you right off the bat.
Okay.
Immediately. Won't waste another
All right,
fucking
coming
minute.
In hot. I like it. No,
I'm
is
here
it?
To please you, not appease you. Yes, Daddy Dale. I'm here to please you, not appease you.
And it sounds like she is ready to be pleased by
she
Dale.
She already almost did in this episode, okay? We basically
Listen,
watched them have sex. I mean, ABC is supposed to be like
low-key a softcore porn. A family show.
That was absolutely softcore porn. I mean, did I love every minute of it? Yes, I did. Did I feel uncomfortable as fuck? Yes, I did. Was it the...
I definitely felt like a creeper, like, outside of a hotel room, and I'm like, please, people, just close the curtains. Just close the curtains.
But this is what we have been waiting for.
But I couldn't look away.
This entire hiatus, and I'm, like, loving every fucking...
We're getting
fucking,
it in all in
we're
one
getting it
episode.
From the front. We're getting it from the back. That episode was like, boom, boom, mm. But it did not fucking stop.
Literally, nonstop
chaos that we are here for and love so much.
I love a good chaos.
So, before we dive into it, just want to say, join us on Patreon. We just did
sure.
a Spooktober 3-part event of true crime. I loved your dance.
And it is very spooky.
We talk about vampires. We talk about The Exorcist. We talk about witches. And they're all true crime stories. So, it's like our kind of thing. It was awesome. We have the video of it as well. On Saturday, we're going to be posting some really cute Spooktober things and a little bit of a preview of what people get. And if you join Patreon, you get outtakes. So there's a lot
and
of shit
let me tell
that
you.
Happens that we cut out in Patreon.
Because it is just not airtime appropriate.
And it's a hot mess. But we like to share that.
Mostly the
we
hot
We like to
mess.
Share it with people on Patreon. So that's what we do.
We do.
So if you join Patreon, you get those outtakes. Plus, Megan and I are planning a Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving, Bachelor extravaganza.
I love an extravaganza.
Extravaganza. This will probably be, for example, things that we cut out and then show people on Patreon. Join us on Patreon. Again, we have some really fun stuff coming out. We want to just give a shout out to all of our patrons who have joined us so far. It's been really fun, and we really like the things that we put on there. Don't forget our true crime episodes. Like, we have a lot going on this week, so when this comes out, it will be Wednesday. So we will have this episode today. Tomorrow, we will have a Patreon exclusive. Friday, we will have a Patreon exclusive. Saturday, we'll post some stuff on our social media, some, like...
And the video Patreon exclusive goes live And
Sunday.
Then on Sunday, we have a Patreon
Brianna
exclusive.
Taylor.
Oh. Oof.
So we're talking lots of true crime. We have a lot going on our Patreon. So come join us. And it starts at the $1 level. You got a
yes.
dollar? Make it holla.
Make it holla.
You got a dollar for Daddy Dale? You can have a dollar for Megan
I do.
And Danielle. Oh! I liked that. We are here.
We are.
Bachelorette, season 16, week 3, recap.
Let's go.
We don't see Papa Chris at all. We go back to the cocktail party where we left off because we didn't get a rose ceremony.
I feel like something is brewing.
Brewing. The cold.
My witch's
brews
come to a boil in this episode.
It's boiling over with the drama.
The cauldron done runneth over.
So we see all the guys chatting. We see straight Jacket J.
He looks like somebody on, he looks like one of the characters on Once Upon a Time, first of all. And he's the dude who was in the straight jacket, right?
That's what I called him, straight Jacket J. That's his name now. You weren't listening?
I was writing. You told me to write something.
That's fine. His new name is straight Jacket J. Yes, that's him. And I was like, dude, so cute. And also pretty good commentary. Just. Don't wear the fucking straight jacket and we might have been a favorite. Because he was a favorite of mine, remember?
Uh-huh. And then he wore the straight jacket, which
yep,
is not okay.
And it was over. He basically says, we're not on cruise control to the ceremony. It's going to be some fucking work. Jordan C., a.k.a. Shamar Moore, he says that everybody has anxiety and everyone wants to chat with Claire. Then we see this bag of trash, Yosef. Oh, he's all of those things, by the way. So, Claire, he says that he came in excited that it was Claire and that she was supposed to be the most mature. He saw red flags with the naked dodgeball. It's raunchy humor. It's unacceptable and classless.
So, here's the thing. Is yes, I also have problems with the dodgeball date. I also know, though, that Claire didn't really have a say in what happened. And you didn't, you didn't have to be a dick.
Absolutely. I think no one's going to break the fourth wall, and Claire's not going to be like, it really wasn't my motherfucking choice. But, like, you tweeted, Yosef, have you not watched the fucking show? Like, I don't understand.
And or two, seen any reality show ever.
But the thing about it is like, why are you not being respectful in the way you say it? Like, you can still say all of these things and say,
especially
like,
if you want to be the role model for your daughter.
Oh, don't even get me started on that. Because that man be naked. Oh, and the Basic Bitch podcast came out with an exclusive with that girl from TikTok who spilled all the tea about her and Yosef before the show. Like, after he had been chosen for the show, but before he went on, he broke his motherfucking NDA and, like, told her a bunch of shit and was just goading and gaslighting and being really inappropriate on Snapchat.
And he's just kind of a gross human being overall.
He just looks gross, too. Like, even when he was talking, I was like, you're
he
not
looks like,
very
he
cute.
Looks like an evil vampire.
I could see that.
Wrapping up that Spooktober for you.
We were starting it. It's not even wrapping up. Then he says that if he was on the date, he wouldn't participate, that it was distasteful, that it shows traits of her character and maturity level. Girl, I was like ferociously typing. I was like my hands were on fire. I was like, Claire, Yosef, Claire, Yosef, Claire, Yosef, like back and forth.
I don't know how your fingers were working that quickly. Like, I'm very proud because there was a lot of back and forth. And Claire's face,
no one can see that. The listeners can't
see
that.
We'll describe it for them.
It is lips pursed. It is eyes, like, squinted. It is, like, one eye a little bit bigger than the other. A brow up, a brow down, head tilted. Like, bitch, what the fuck did you just say to me? I will cut
I'm gonna let you finish saying what the fuck you're about to say to me. Because I know it's gonna get even worse because you're digging yourself in a hole right now, Yosef. But I'll have what I have to say in a minute.
Yeah. It's like, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, she, in her, you can see the wheels turning, and she's like, oh, I'm about to say some
like
shit
come deep. I wish a man would talk to me like that. Because it would be the last time you ever spoke to anyone.
There's also the part, of, like, I would just be like, get the fuck out. Like, I'm not going back and forth with you.
Like, clearly you don't want to be here.
Absolutely. He's made that very clear by now. My mama told me, don't argue with fools because from afar you both look like fools.
You can see yourself.
I would have been like, you can go.
I won't even walk you.
Hell, fuck no. You got 2 feet. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
But I will make sure your ass gets off the property.
Absolutely. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Then we have, so he does this thing where Yosef is like, oh, y'all know me. What have y'all known about me since day one? And everybody's like, I don't know, motherfucker. I don't know you.
Because it was yesterday.
And so he's like, well, you speak your mind. So Riley, our man Riley, he's basically like, okay, you're saying that now, but are you going to say it in front of Claire? And
like,
then,
put up or shut up.
Basically, which I agree with. Like, don't be over here saying all that shit. Like, walk over there and say it. He's like, I'll do it.
I'll do it right now.
I've been there. I'm done being timid and bottled up.
Baby, so if this is you timid and bottled up.
I don't want to see unbottled and not timid.
Unbottled.
I don't want to see any of that if this is what this looks like, because I'm scared.
I don't want to see any of it anyways.
So, Yosef and Claire have a conversation. And so he says, I want to go. I'm ready to wash my
hands. Yosef has a monologue.
Yes. And he says, I'm ready to wash my hand of this atrocity. And he steals Claire from Jordan C., a.k.a. Shamar Moore. So this is the back and forth. I'm just going to go through it. Yosef, I said I would be open and honest. I want a chance to say what I have to say. And then she's like, yeah, what the fuck do you have to say? And then Claire's like, there's been a couple, there's a couple of red flags. In the group date, you said if the guys were here for you. And she said, we're here for you, but you need to be here for us too. It's a two-way street. Which, like, okay, fair.
Yeah.
No problems here, right?
No, so far, not horrible.
Not great, but valid. So then Yosef says, I sacrificed a lot to be here, and I took away from my daughter, took away precious time from her. And then Claire's like, yeah, I totally get that. Like, my mom is dying. And then he's like, no,
not done yet.
I'm not done.
Don't interrupt me. I said don't interrupt me.
Hush. He basically put his finger up to her lips.
And yes. Like she was a child.
Absolutely. So.
Well, it was disrespectful to do that to a child, too, so probably don't.
I don't think I've ever done that to my son. Like, tell him. No. Yeah. That's like, if you put your hand anywhere near me, that is like, I can hit you. Like, you've accosted me.
Yeah.
Then he says that he's appalled at the dodgeball group, the naked guys. It was humiliating and degrading. And he says, say you're looking for your husband. How does that game define who your husband is? It was silly. It was immature. And not in a million years would I be caught dead doing that on a date. Which, like, again, I agree with the fact that we've all said, like, why does it have anything to do, how does dodgeball relate to you finding your husband? And we agree with that. But you're so fucking disrespectful.
What does Claire say to that?
Claire says, that's why your motherfucking ass wasn't on the motherfucking date in the first place, bitch.
Actual quote.
Bitch. Like, just like that. Bitch. On ABC television. So then he says, I expected a lot more from the oldest bachelorette. You're not setting the right example. I'm ashamed to be associated with you.
Yeah.
Megan.
Yeah.
Megan.
Like, if I have ever heard fighting words
before, that's it.
That is it.
That are those right there.
Exhibit A.
Exhibit A.
In the definition, they will just play this clip.
I am ashamed to be associated with you.
Hmm.
So then he says, I can't believe I wasted my time to be here. The first day you overreacted and sounded a little crazy. Which, Megan, he said, you're crazy if you think we're not here to, like, be with you. So that you were calling her crazy. You did think that she was crazy. You're a fucking jackass. Then Claire says, what about me saying that I want guys to be here for me and I don't want them to bro out with each other says anything about that? Like, I'm looking for a husband. And then they start going back and forth, and this is, like, the deterioration of the whole conversation where she's like, no, don't stop me. I listened to you for the last motherfucking 20 minutes. I'm going to say what the fuck I need to say. And Yosef's like, don't cut me off. And he gets a little aggro.
Uh-huh.
And I did not like it.
Uh-huh.
She got a little timid. I think she was scared.
I think she was triggered by something.
Absolutely.
In her past. And I completely understand why.
I agree.
It was inappropriate behavior. Absolutely. And I am ashamed to be associated with that man.
Yes, sis. Say it again for the people in the back.
And I'm ashamed to be associated with that man. And I don't know where that voice came from. I'm sorry.
No, I appreciate it. So then she basically says, you're done. Don't ever talk to me like this again. I never thought I would have to say this again. I would never want my kids to have a father like you. Get out of here!
And then what does he say, Danielle?
You are not fit to be the mother of my child. Do you... I'm a clap. Excuse me, y'all. I know this is going to be loud. Do you understand? No one would ever get to say that to me. I would cut a motherfucker so fast.
So all the fast. Claps
in between. You're not fit to be the mother of my child? Who the fuck did you think you were talking to? Do you not know who the fuck I am? I will stab you in the motherfucking neck. Are you fucking kidding me? Bitch, please.
I'm so glad that production did not give her a weapon in that moment. Because we would have witnessed a murder.
We would have covered it on the podcast as well. Oh, I'm spilling wine, y'all. Mm-mm. Oh, shit. I got a little amped up, y'all. Hold on. Gotta find a napkin. Spilling red wine on the white carpet, child.
Oh, baby.
Ooh. Oh, baby. Oh, no, baby. What you doing? Okay, y'all. I'm back. So Claire's walking away, and I think she does what all of us do when you get really, really upset and you cry. You're not crying because you're sad. You're, like, so fucking frustrated because you really can't put hands on people.
I'm an angry crier. I get it.
I am, too. So then he is the one who is yelling, who we all kind of thought, he yells, remember, you're almost 40, and then tells all the men, she's all yours, fellas, which is disgusting.
Yep.
Riley was like, it was disrespectful as hell, and then Claire says, I don't care what I have done, you don't talk to a woman like that, it's super disrespectful. And then she goes on with the scene that we've seen played since day one. Really, months before. Mm-hmm. I'm the oldest bachelorette that is standing here that is 39 and single because I didn't put up with men like that. Yes, sis.
Know your worth, baby girl.
So then, like a Party City Superman costume model, Dale swoops in his woman.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
Faster than those producers could say, go, go, go.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Dale fucking Moss.
So he comes to the rescue, and she says, like, she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And he's like, don't say you're sorry. I'm sorry. He says, you know what kind of a woman you are. Don't let that bother you. This process isn't easy, but you know what you don't want in a man. You don't deserve that. If he feels that way, let it go. Who wouldn't want to spend time with you and be with you? And then she's like, well, they all said you're here to just appease me. And then he hugs and he's like, I'm here to please, not to appease you. Girl, I almost came in my damn pants.
Oh, with the sultry voice. Oh, it just got about 10 degrees hotter in here just for me remembering that.
Dale, this is why Claire is in love, child. He says, focus on what matters. And
what
Claire,
is that, Dale? Is that you?
It's his penis.
Ooh,
which we're about to see them get it on a little later.
Oh.
So, Claire basically goes and tells the men that it's the second rose ceremony she tells the camera first, it's not even the second rose ceremony and I'm falling in love with Dale.
She said she's falling in love with Dale. For you following along at home, she said she's falling in love with Dale. Just for some clarity.
Clarity. Claire and Chris have a conversation, and she basically says that someone in that room will never let me face men like that alone. Not someone, sis. Dale.
You meant Dale. Speak with your heart, honey.
You retweeted something, and it has never been more factually true. I have never heard the name Dale more in the last, like, 2 weeks than my whole life.
I would not be surprised if on the baby names list of 2021, it breaks the top 10.
Just people seeing The Bachelor and just being like, I love the name Dale.
They'd be like, I want my son to be a Daddy Dale someday.
Oh, my God. But remember we talked with Daycar Pod? Like, I just still cannot yell that name during sex.
Damn. No. Mm-mm. So, but, like, you do you, Claire, honey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Happy for you if you're happy.
Big Daddy D. That's what it's about to be.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, Claire says she doesn't want to go forward with the night, and she isn't up for any conversation. She's still in tears, so, like, I completely understand.
Yeah.
And she says she'll take a moment, and then they'll do the rose ceremony. So, we get to the rose ceremony. Dale gets the first rose.
What?
I'm like, sis, you didn't give him a rose earlier? I thought he had one already. Don't he just come in with a rose? Don't they just put a rose on him immediately?
I thought he had a rose as soon as he got out of the limo.
Basically, we definitely know
he just puts a new one on each day.
Just wakes up and it's like, oh, here, your rose is on your pillow.
Yeah, is that behind the scenes? Is that a spoiler? Oh!
Whoops!
Oops!
So then we have getting a rose, Zaxi, Damar, Brendan, Jordan, a.k.a. Shamar Moore. And then he says, when he accepts it, without a question. I was like, oh, I need him to have more screen time, child.
That's not going to happen, baby. Mm-mm.
Joe, again, I need to see more of him.
I love Joe.
I know.
I just really want to be his friend.
I know. Jay, who is straight Jackie Jay.
Uh-huh.
Bennett.
Harvard.
Easy. Harvard, the alleged rapist. alleged rapists. Ben, Ed, Ivan, Kenny, and Zach J. So going home is Blake Monar, which I'm really sad about because he was one of the like original cast people. He put his life on hold for so long and we saw none of him.
I also think that he would do well. He's going to do great on the beach.
I actually just want to skip Matt James and just get straight to the beach.
You want to skip Matt James?
I just want to get to the beach. Sorry, I'm hitting
things. Stop touching your mic.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to go back. I really just want to get to the beach.
I mean, I just want to be on the beach myself. Like, I also, I mean, I love Bip, but.
This body ain't beach body, let me tell you that.
If the body on a beach, it's a beach body, okay?
Hey! You right, sis. Then we have Garen.
No. He deserved more screen time.
He did. He had a really great TikTok. I don't know if you saw it.
Mm-hmm.
It was at Peacock, and then he like showed himself, like his facial expression. He's just funny. I like him. And then also on his Twitter, he has like him and a bunch of his friends, and they're like all black. And I'm just like, oh my god, the melanin, and it just was like just so beautiful. And I was just like, oh my god, black excellence, black boy joy. Like in these times, I love to see it. Tyler Smith, was he the music producer for the boy bands?
I think he's one of the music people. Because Kenny is the boy band manager, and then there was another music guy. Oh, yes! Smith. He's Granger Smith's brother. Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, we saw none of him.
And there was no mention of that, and you know how much Bachelor loves a country musician.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Chase Rice. How you doing?
I actually love Chase Rice's song.
I do, too.
Also going home is Zach S., and then, obviously, Yosef.
Who?
The man we don't talk about no more.
Mm.
From Alabama. Mm. So then it's the next day. Dale basically says that he is the only boy of four sisters, and he has seen his sisters deal with a lot of emotional abuse and didn't like how it all went down. Chase says that she will continue.
Jason. There's an N. It rhymes with Jason. Because Chasen and Jason.
Well, we talked about that already. Liv and Bix made fun of me. They were like, Jordan Jason. And I was like, I didn't know.
I'm a white man. I can't help it.
I can't. When they all together. They
do look quite similar. It's the Bachelor Factory.
It is. Chasen. Oh, my God. My husband said the funniest thing. He was like, that man looks old and young at the same time. Like, how is that?
He is Benjamin Button.
Anyway. So, yes. He says that Claire is going to continue to test and challenge us. Chris Harrison comes out and says this process will expose you. I says that it doesn't expose people that have allegedly raped women or that are racist. So it doesn't expose the right people.
Mm. Yep. Yep.
It says Yosef was exposed and there's going to be three dates today. So date card comes. It's Jason, Jay, Easy, Chasen, Blake, Ed, Riley, and Dale. It says today.
We still don't know really anything about him.
Ed was the guy in the ball on night one, the hamster ball.
Oh, see, I wish they had made that connection for us. Sometimes I wish on the Krylon, like, you had their limo entrance. Like, if it was something bananas.
I haven't been watching people's, like, little.
I haven't noticed any, but.
Nothing funny, anyway. No. I noticed Deanna, but that was it.
Yeah.
So the card says, today we separate the men from the boys. Love, Claire. So Claire, she's saying that she feels really good about the men. She says that it was a really weird situation that happened with Yosef, and she needs some good advice. And in comes Deanna Pappas. Pappas, right?
Pappas, yeah.
Yeah. She is the bachelorette from season 4. And she said that... Oh, sorry. My son said that she's really pretty. He was like, oh, she's pretty.
She almost got engaged to Jason Mesnick.
Oh, that was the other...
Yeah, so that was his season of The Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
He was final two, and they almost did the damn thing, Becca Kufrin style, but...
Is she married to who she chose?
No, I don't think so.
Some other guy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Deanna and Claire talk. She said she was on The Bachelorette 13 years ago, and now she has a husband and two kids later. And then they immediately start talking about Dale, and Claire says that there's 31 guys, and one guy who got out of the limo, it was electric right away, and that's Dale. Then she pulls out a pair of his pants?
Yes! Let's talk about this. Because where did you get the pants from there, Claire, honey? Like,
that's literally
what I said.
He wasn't
on the strip dodgeball date.
Oh, but okay, so she says that he ripped them off on a group date and she took them.
He did rip them on the love languages date.
Not rip them off, just
ripped them.
That's right.
But like, she said that she wanted that to be her gift from the love language gift.
There was a bow.
I didn't see the bow.
It was like a green bow. So they've been fucking the whole time. They got their day one and been fucking.
Production is just
sneaky, sneaky. So they smelled them, which I think is very
really
strange.
Weird. I do not like.
I have smelled my husband's clothes only to check if they're clean or dirty, and they're usually always clean, and I'm usually always regretting it as my nose hairs burn a little. So
why are your nose hairs burning a little if they're clean?
No, they're usually dirty. They're usually the dirty ones.
Oh. Okay. Maybe you should, like, stop smelling them.
Just wash them? Just be like, just to assume that they're dirty?
Maybe, yeah.
Back to the pants. They ripped them off on a group date. They smelled them. Says they smell really good. Think it's a little weird.
I think it's very weird.
And she, Deanna basically says, like, tell me about the guys. And all she does is talk about Dale.
I'm surprised.
And then she kind of says, it's that, like, you know when you know. And she says, Deanna says that she knew because she would not be okay with this person, like, not being in her life. So Claire talks to the guys. And basically goes and says that the date was supposed to be a day date, but it got really late. Again, I think this is just a producer thing. It's like,
I think so, too.
Yeah, it's like, it has nothing to do with her. It's probably like, look, guys, it's really fucking late, and we're gonna tell Claire to go say it instead of
their plan was just to have Claire and Deanna talk for a little bit, and maybe it got too in-depth, because they have known each other for years, right? Mm. And they are both in... I mean, we live in COVID now, so it's like any kind of social interaction that you can get at this point. And they are friends, and I can see that going maybe a little bit long.
But why send Claire to do it? Why couldn't Chris Harrison just come out and say, hey guys, it's gotten a little late?
Because it makes it look more like it's Claire's fault.
Anyways.
And
so
that
they
helps
decide...
build the drama.
So they decide that they're not going to do the day date, but just the cocktail party. And then we see straight Jackie J, who's saying he's wanting clarity on what's going on. Dale's like, I prefer this, because when I get quality time with my babe, it's a wrap. He literally said, when I get time with her, it's a wrap. I'm not even, like, ad-libbing that shit. He said that verbatim. I wrote it down. So they get to the cocktail party. They cheers on spending quality time together. Little do they fucking know.
Dale's the only one that seems to be getting that quality time in.
So Dale says that everybody wants a lot of time. With everything that went on last night, he really wants to talk with her and tells this to the guys. He's like, I'm not trying to jump the gun. I want to be respectful. They do a group hug, which Riley seems to not be into.
He says, I want like 5 minutes of her time.
But that he did want 5 minutes. She wanted another 45 on top of that.
She. Fair.
And him on top of her.
Fair.
So, Riley's like, Dale is fine. He cool. Because you know the producers were like, what do you think about Dale? And he's like, he cool. I ain't about to bash no other brother. Black Lives Matter. And then he says that the speech and the group hug was too much to handle. Then we see Dale and Claire. We see
Claire and Dale. And Dale and Claire.
That's it. It's the Claire and Dale show. Claire gives a little tour of the home, and Dale says he wants to have some fun and just spend some time together.
There's a whole suite, but where do they hang out?
Baby, because I'm
y'all almost sat on the couch.
I'm going to skip ahead for just 1 second, because when other people came in, and she was like, hey, let's go sit over there. She was like, no, let's go outside.
She was like, please don't come into my house.
That is my marital bed with my man, Dale. You can go stand outside. We can stand outside and talk. This house, the only who will cross this threshold is Dale Moss. Don't get it twisted, baby. She walked him out. Was like, no, we'll go outside. All right, so to go back, Dale then says he's seen how words can cut and have a lingering effect. Preach. He says, I'm proud of you. I just wanted to check in and let you know that I'm here. This isn't easy. Then they both talk about, like, sweaty hands, and he was like, am I making you nervous? And she was like, yeah, am I making you nervous? And he's like, nah. Nah, not Big Daddy Dale, you not. She's like, why are you so perfect? He's like, I'm not perfect. I got flaws, and I want to show you one. And they make out on that bed hardcore. You can hear her moaning.
Yeah.
It's another one of those moments like, I don't feel like I should be here.
Oh, Claire, I really hope you and Dale are happy.
I really do. Mm. Then we see another day card.
I wish you guys the world.
Absolutely. So we see another day card. It's with Jack J and says, I'm looking for my best friend, love, Claire. Back to Dale and Claire having sex. They've been gone for about an hour. Men start looking for Claire, and Easy goes to find her and is like knocking on a room. He knocks on a door. I'm just skipping over him. Dale's like, oh shit, I should hide. And then he basically, the door's open, and then like he goes and sits down real smooth, and he's like sitting in the chair
with like his foot cocked up. And I'm like, how long you been sitting there, hon?
Bruh, you trying to get that wood to move. That's about it. So Dale is like leaving. So she lets Easy in, and then Dale's leaving, and she's like, ah, what are you just gonna leave without a hug? I was like, you so disrespectful.
You didn't get enough hugs.
Easy is standing there waiting for 5 minutes, and you just got done having dry humping Dale on the bed, and you gonna ask this man for a hug? I don't know what the rest says. So back to the cocktail party. The men are silent. Dale comes in there smiling and giggling like a school kid who just rubbed up on somebody.
Like, and no, like he just had sex.
Sex or sass?
Sass.
Oh, sass.
Sass.
Okay. So Riley's like, oh yeah, bruh snuck through the back door. Claire's talking to Ed. Then Riley comes in. And so then Riley's like, hey, bro, can I steal her for a second? And Ed's like, well, Dale took up all the time. And Claire's like, no, it's cool. It's getting late. You can go.
Have a nice night, Ed.
Bye-bye. And then he leaves. We see Blake come in, but we don't see their conversation. We see straight Jackie J talk to her. Then we see Dale come back and, like, bump into it. And he, like, opens the door, and he's like, oh, fuck. Like, I didn't realize anybody was in here. Like, my bad. And then Claire says, you want to come in?
Come on in, hon.
Bitch. You bold as fuck. You got my rolls. Yeah. You bold as fucking fuck. She ain't give zero fucks were given. Claire said, go ahead and come on in, Dale. Jay was sitting right there like, come on in. Come on in. He just got done fucking you. That is it for hour one. It was too much. This episode was too... And that's only half of the episode. That could have been a whole episode. But they were like, we gotta wrap this up.
They might get in trouble with, like, the FCC or something for showing more Dale and Claire time.
Basically, because they were boning. Go ahead.
Hey everyone, I'm Abby, the host of Portal 8 Podcast, where we talk all things paranormal and pop culture. Do you like ghosts, aliens, and creepy unexplained phenomena? Do you also enjoy pop culture news and watching the Bachelor franchise? Well, Portal 8 Podcast offers both. My sister Haley is my go-to guest for the mysterious.
That's right. We share our theories about ghosts, UFOs, unexplained deaths, and life's curiosities. If it's paranormal, we're talking about it.
And my husband, Aaron, is my co-host for the Bachelor commentary and recaps.
I'm not ashamed to say I watched The Bachelor too, and I have a lot to say about it. Will you accept this, Rose?
Step into the portal with us every week to embrace all things spooky and stay up to date with the latest Bachelor Nation tea. You can find the show on all major podcast platforms, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And follow us on Instagram at Portal Podcast to stay in the loop. We can't wait for you to join us through the portal.
So for hour two, we start out again with more Dale and Claire making out in this room where he interrupted Straightjacket Jay. And then Chasen says he's going to go interrupt them this time. Riley is over it, over the Dale show, and says somebody's got to call him out. So Chasen goes into this room that they're in. Dale.
They goaded him into that, though.
Oh, definitely.
They were like, somebody got to go say something. He was like, I'll do it. I'll go fucking tell her.
Me. It'll be me. The knight in shining armor. Me. So Dale has Claire back against a wall, arm up. Chasen walks in, and they're like, oh, hello. We didn't see you there. Why are you interrupting us?
Basically.
Please leave.
Like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Hey, they were like, what the fuck are you doing here? And can you leave?
There's a door. You can exit.
The same way you came in? Please
turn
exit.
Around. Use it again.
Exits are to the front, the side, and the rear. Get the fuck out.
Take any one of them. Chasen does actually interrupt. Dale goes back to the guys. Dale says, quote, I was dazed and confused and lost a little bit.
Riley just fucked her.
Riley chuckles. Dale says he was looking for the bathroom. Do you believe Dale?
Okay, I was going to say, tell me when you want to give my 2 cents. I think this is heavily producer plant. I think they probably, you cannot go and just like knock on the door without somebody telling you you can. So I think they were like, oh yeah, sure, you can definitely go back. Or like, Dale, hey, come on and go back. But they're not going to break the
fourth
wall.
Or like, use the bathroom in this one.
So Dale doesn't know what to say because he's like, well, I can't like snitch and say like the producers told me to go. So I think I don't think he knew what to say.
Riley goes, quote, bro, I can see the bathroom from right here. Like,
lies.
Clearly you were not going in the right direction. Riley tells him to stop being a politician and get to it. And the guys get on Dale because they're like, hey, you know what? Just be honest about wanting to spend time with her. Dale says, quote, and Chasen's with her now, chillin'. And then he checks his watch to see how much time Chasen has spent with Claire.
Because that's his woman.
Because that is his woman. And there is a time limit for other men.
Mm. Damn, I love this man. Man, he said somebody with my woman. When he came in, he was like, okay, I'm cool with a cocktail party because I know I can still the fuck. Damn, just come in with that big dick energy.
So Claire comes back to the guys, and it's time for the group date rose. And it goes to...
Girl, tell me. I can't wait. Tell me.
It goes to Dale Ma.
Girl, get the fuck out of here. Mm. I would have never fucking
Me
guessed.
Either. It came out of left field.
Which one's Dale again?
I think he's the tall one.
Okay. Black or white?
You know, I think he's black.
I don't know if I know him. Go
with
ahead.
With the ears.
Though.
Dale with the ears.
Stop disrespecting that man's ears. You always come for his ears, and every time you say it, I fucking look at him, and then I'm reminded that they are a little strange. But everybody's got flaws, baby.
That's his only one.
He said that.
This is only one. Well, one and two. Left and right.
Megan, you continue. Stop talking about that man. You're wrong.
Claire says that she gives it to Dale for, quote, stepping up and being bold and showing me who you are. Oh, what showing me you care.
Like. Oh. Or also what his penis looks like.
Maybe. She might know. So Claire comes back and she says she's had time with each of the guys, then she leaves.
She's like, wait, time up. She was like, okay, I've seen y'all for about 5 seconds. I'm good. Peace. Oh my God, this is so disrespectful.
And Riley says, quote, we all wanted it, Dale, but you did what you had to do to get it. And Easy is narrating here, so I'm not going to quote him.
I love Riley.
Snitch
on nobody. He ain't dry snitching on nobody. He's like, you had to do what you had to do. I feel it, bruh.
Easy's narrating, and he's basically just saying, like, Laurel. Morale is low with the guys. Because everybody knows that she wants Dale. Mm-hmm. Dale says, quote, I was the best man suited, the best man to be there for her based on my connection with her.
I think that is true.
I think it is not inaccurate.
When Yosef and that thing happened, he was there. So I think that, I think it would have been
disrespectful. And going into that, they already had something there. Jason, though, is not having any of this. He says, basically, you're not better than all of us. Fuck you. The fuck you part gets bleeped, but it's there. Mm-hmm. And Dale says, I put my heart and soul into the conversation that we had.
I'm about to give Dale some pee. I mean, Jesus.
So, we go to Zach J's one-on-one. And he says, quote, I'm not worried about anyone else's relationship with her. I'm worried about mine. Mm-hmm. And Claire comes in to see the guys to pick up Zach for them to go on their date. And for the first time in this whole episode, she does not sit next to Dale, if that's an option.
The producers were like, bitch, you need to sit anywhere.
Literally anywhere else.
Please. Please.
Anywhere else.
Please. They have so much melanin on TV, they don't know if they're on ABC or BET. They don't know what to do, so that you cannot sit next to Dale. We have got to have you on with a white man. We are about to lose our whole follower base. Half
of our fucking, all of the Republicans.
We're gonna lose the Republicans, Claire. Sit next to the white
man. You know where the money comes from.
Girl, you know how this works.
Sit next to the white man with the box
head. Sit next to the white head. I'm not lying, though. They were, like, I'm not kidding you.
So Zach J and Claire go on a spa date. Zach says it is his first pedicure. He calls himself high-strung, which is a red flag to me.
Mm. I thought, like, steroid-ish. He's like, I can't settle down. It's all the steroids buzzing in your body.
I don't know if it's steroids with him, but... So Claire mentions that his excited energy that she felt from him before has now channeled into a nervous energy. And she says, in an ITM moment, she says, in moments like this, I wish Dale was here. Oh, girl. And it cuts to Chasen, and he says that it's unsettling that she can allow someone to get extra time and not be aware of what's happening on the group dates. And Zach C. says that he thinks that there's prior social media conversations between Claire and Dale, and that there's a rumor mill going around with the guys that there were, in fact, social media conversations. Somebody slid into somebody's DMs there, it sounds like, is what the rumor is on set. Mm-hmm. But we go back to the date, unfortunately, and then they go to pool time. They're done with the spa. They go to the pool. Zach J jumps into the pool. Claire jumps in on the rainbow floaty, which is very cute. I actually, we had a similar rainbow floaty.
Claire's body is bad.
Killer.
Like, girl, workout routine, I will pay $49.99. Please.
Please. Her please body tell is me.
Insane.
Can we share that subscription, though?
Oh, absolutely, girl. Okay. We share all subscriptions.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never met
you. Oh, sorry. Mm-mm. Don't tell nobody.
Oh, and she says, having Dale in my life puts other relationships in, like, a weird perspective. Again, I just wish Dale was here. Damn. And then Honey arrives, her baby golden retriever. Zach J goes to play with the puppy for a little bit.
And immediately ignores her.
I mean, I do the same thing with dogs. I get it.
That's not okay, hun. You on this date. What producer went and got Honey?
The one that knew that Claire was into Dale, not Zach J.
You right, sis.
And so Claire, they're getting out of the pool to, like, go get dressed for the evening portion. Claire leans into Zach. And then something happens. She backs up. And she's like, okay, cool, time for dinner. Gotta go. Bye. Let's go get dressed. Zach's like, what just happened? Like, I was trying to give you a kiss, too. He says he was leaning in. So they're walking towards the inside to go get change for the dinner portion of this.
Well, go back. So she walks away.
She walks away.
He grabs her neck.
Oh, that's where we're at. So they're standing outside on the pool. And
like up the stairs, right? Okay, can I ask you a question here? So what I saw was that she like put her hand like behind his neck, like to kiss him. She went behind his head and like rubbed all on his neck, and he was like playing with the fucking dog. That's what I saw.
I would like to rerun that footage personally before I weigh in on that.
I agree.
He keeps saying though that he was leaning in for a kiss too. He definitely wanted to kiss her. So they're walking back into the inside of the suite or whatever. And he like stops her so that they can have this conversation. And he like puts his hand like right here under her ear, not her knee, under her ear.
We're gonna cut that part out, babe. They don't know what that is.
That's well, then they should sign up for Patreon and see the outtake.
Hey.
And he like tries to pull her neck in for a kiss. And she's like,
it's a pretty good sound effect.
Thank you. I've been working on my sound effects recently. I really appreciate that. So Claire's like, okay, well, don't touch me. I'm going to go inside. You're going to leave. And then she's talking to the camera. She's talked about how she has done a lot of work for her past traumas. She has said that in previous relationships, there were issues of abuse. So it definitely could have triggered her, especially that neck grab thing, because, bro, you just met this man, you just met this woman yesterday, that's essentially, a really good point. And you don't know her like that.
I will say, I think she says, I was triggered, and I don't need to explain that to him.
Yeah.
So, keep this in, this is my take on it. When I first met my husband, there were certain things that he would do, or certain ways that he would touch me, would never be abusive ever. But it was triggering to me.
No, he's a very good guy.
He's great. It brought me immediately back to the trauma, right?
To a not okay situation.
Exactly. And I had to, it was tears and crying. And he's like, oh my God, like, what do I do? What did I do? I'm so sorry. And it's like, I had to explain to him, like, it's not you, it's me, and it's crazy, it's like 10 years ago, and these things come back, and they flood back with like a series of emotions. I did self-defense classes at our like local law enforcement agency, and I couldn't do some of the routines, like I couldn't do some of the actions, because they brought me back to those moments when I was like in those situations immediately. Like I finished the class, and I did fine, but like, and they did say like sometimes people are so triggered that they just like fall on the floor like bawling out of control, like, you don't know how your past trauma is going to trigger you.
Yeah.
So I definitely understand where she was just like, I'm triggered. I don't need to explain it. However, in a normal world outside of Bachelor Nation, I think that you would probably still say like, hey, I can't have dinner. You'd probably call them later and say, hey, like, look, this is what happened. This is why I felt this way, whatever. In Bachelor Nation, you don't really have that option. And she already knows she really wants Dale. So I think that there's a better way that it could have been handled where she could have, like, she didn't have to explain her situation, but I don't think Zach J going home was because he did something wrong. I think what Zach J did triggered her, and then she already knew that she really wasn't into him anyways. So it's like, okay, just go ahead and go home.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree. So Zach J is sitting at the dinner table waiting for Claire. And someone walks in, but it's not Claire. It's Chris Harrison. And he says, quote, Claire's not coming to dinner. But guess who's coming to dinner? That's a movie reference for you people for guess who's coming to dinner.
It wasn't funny, so continue.
And Zach J.
I thought you were going to say guess who's coming to dinner, Dale. I mean, I don't know.
And Zach J says, quote, there was a misunderstanding. I'm sorry, I'm just hurt. And Chris says, Claire's not coming to dinner. And Zach said, there was a misunderstanding there. And Chris goes, well, okay, so you're going home.
I need you to understand this. You're going to go now.
You're actually leaving right meow. And right meow.
Okay. This episode is ridiculous. I'm done. Just continue with the recap because I'm like, did this bitch just say write me out?
That's an actual quote from Christopher Harrison. Thank you very much.
Okay.
If I knew his middle name, I would have inserted it there. Thank you very much.
I was going to say Trump. I'm just going to guess Trump.
Oh, I think you're probably not off base. So one of the guys, I don't even know who at this point, says, is Claire going to give anyone else a chance to grow the relationship, or what are we doing here?
That's real.
I mean, you're not wrong. So we move to the group date. Oh, the date card says, don't take it personally. On the group date, we have Kenny, Bennett, Zach C., Brendan, Joe, Ivan, Jordan C., Ben, and Damar. And I think that's it.
We're not sure.
I'm not sure who else is on this date.
It don't matter, no way. It's the Dale show.
It's not Dale. Although he is on this date. Who knows? So Margaret Cho, the hilarious Korean comedian, go check her out. She's got like 6 different specials on Netflix. What?
She's had a lot of work done.
She's funny as fuck. Go listen to her
absolutely.
Shit.
Absolutely.
She talks about how Claire wants a guy who is bold, rolling with the punches, sense of humor. And, of course, with every roast, there needs to be a live audience. So who is going to be the live audience in this quarantine bachelorette?
The other men.
The other motherfucking men. So Dale is going to be on this date. So Bennett looks into the camera and he says, personally, I know I'm going to get ripped to shreds, but I'm looking forward to roasting Dale. And that he does later. Margaret Cho turns to Bennett and says, I feel like there's going to be a true crime podcast about you. Please don't kill anyone.
Ay.
So Ben gets up to roast. He roasts Bennett, Kenny, and he says, unlike your time on this show, your tattoos are forever. He says he looks forward to doing this again at the wedding. I know you're thinking it's the wedding between Claire and Dale, but you'd be wrong.
Ben, you know. You know who it is.
You're not wrong, Ben. Ivan gets up and he tells Dale, I think the only reason the NFL signed you is because they thought Randy Moss was your dad.
Damn. That's extra hilarious because we were like, is he related to Randy Moss?
I love a good roast.
But like, and he wasn't mad. Dale wasn't mad. He just was kind of laughing.
Yeah. He seemed to be taking everything in stride.
I agree.
Jordan C. says, what's one thing you don't know about Dale? Nothing. He never shuts up.
He never shuts the fuck up.
I'm sorry. That is what my notes say. He never shuts the fuck up.
This is not ABC. We do not censor.
We do not. And my mom's still mad about that. Bennett gets up. And I could not type fast enough for all of the things that he was saying. But he says, how long do you think it'll think it will take Claire to realize you're running for president and you're not actually here for her.
I didn't think that was funny.
I did. Because he was making... Oh. He talks about how he was making, like, campaign speeches, like the one that Dale made before the group date about being respectful of other people's time. He starts going off. He says, since you'd said that you're best suited for Claire, you can at least swing by my chateau for a lesson in fashion, ya big diva.
I didn't think that was funny either.
Oh. I did. Claire also joins you in not thinking any of these Dale jokes were funny.
Not about our man Dale.
She says you cannot hate on love.
Well, I think that she kind of felt like they were making fun of her and her connection and making fun of her for liking him. So I think she took it personally and was like, okay, like, should I not be liking him? Like, why is every single person coming up here and making fun of him? Like, that kind of hurt. I think it's more so her feelings. Also, she wasn't going to let her man be talked about like that.
No, she had to stand by him.
Especially what she says later, which I know you'll cover. So continue. No spoilers.
So it's back at the... I guess sweet, I don't know. And Dale and Easy are having a conversation about the roast. Again, I don't like Easy because of the allegations against him for sexual harassment and rape. But he does say to Dale, like, you need to see what these guys are saying from our perspective. and like why the roast got to that point. We flash back to the cocktail party of the date. Claire, honey, loves a shiny, sparkly mini dress.
This yellow dress?
The yellow one. Because she wore a black shiny mini dress, a different black shiny mini dress on this group date.
I need to go back and watch because we did not talk about her outfit choices. Claire's body is banging.
It really is.
And I will say, there are not a lot of white people who look good in yellow. It does something to the skin.
I for sure does not.
But usually people with a little bit of tan and melanin can pull off the yellow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Claire is in that category.
But my complexion of the whiteies, no.
I would like to
Would wash me out, 100%.
I would like you to post a photo of you in whatever yellow that you have. No, I want to see the yellow on your body.
So, fun fact,
I know you have yellow from your previous employer.
And my class color in undergrad was yellow. So I have tons of pictures of me in yellow.
Please take a picture of you in yellow and I want it.
It looks horrible on me. I will send you one later tonight.
We'll just do the stories. That way it'll like disappear.
Thank God. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're at the cocktail party. Claire pulls Bennett first. And Claire's basically like asking Bennett like... Does like Dale talk about me? But like, what does he say? Bennett is like, skirt, skirt, skirt. And he says, I feel I gave him enough airtime during the roast, so I'd really like to talk to you about something else.
It's real, Bennett.
Claire turns the conversation back to Dale. Then we see Claire and Ben, and she's like joking with him about like the things that he said in the roast. And he's like, but there's a little truth in everything. And she's like, but you said you were coming to me and Dale's wedding. And so, like, what's Dale saying about me? Is he talking about me?
Okay, question. Could they be like, okay, I want to figure out if this is just jealousy or if this man that I'm really interested in is, like, not who I thought he was and I'm actually genuinely concerned. Like, do y'all not like him and is there a reason I should be concerned?
I would really like to think that that's where she was going into it with.
But probably not.
She's talking to Zach C. Zach C says it was almost like Gossip Girl, trying to figure out what he said. We see Claire and Kenny. She was like, tell me the front runner joke again. Did he say he's a front runner? Because I think he's a front runner. Last part's not a direct quote, but whatever. So Brendan turns to the guys and he says, did anyone feel like they improved their relationship with her or just Dale? Kenny says, it's almost like they're already dating and we're just wasting our time here.
Yeah, you're not wrong, Kenny. Oh, right before this, my husband was like, I'm out. He's like, I'm out. If that's me, I'm like, look, this is all great and dandy. Yeah. Thanks for the couple minutes on TV.
Couple free drinks, the nice resort.
Appreciate it. I'm out. Like, mm-hmm. This is obviously, she's not into me, and I'm just going to go ahead and see myself out.
So Kenny thinks that they were already talking. Bennett does not. Kenny says, so, but who else has she shown any kind of interest in? Literally no one's coming to mind. And then there's the group date, Rose. And I have a quote from Claire. And she says, I'm really conscious of the conversations I have with you. I take them to heart. It means a lot to me. I know what I'm looking for. I know what I want. I feel like I have a lot to think about and did not get what I needed with you guys. So right now, I feel like I can't give this rose. So I'm going to go sleep on things and see you at the rose ceremony tomorrow.
And then what'd she say?
Nothing, because she left. She said bye.
What did she say to the cameras, Megan?
Oh, hang on. I'm right there with you.
Oh, there's stuff in between?
Mm-hmm. Okay. One of the guys, don't know who it was, says, because I was too busy typing that other paragraph, says, I think one of us deserved it. Like, why were we even on this date?
I think that was Jordan C, because he seemed really pissed. But.
And Brendan said, is she a little upset because we talked about her man?
Ooh. Shade.
And Claire is talking to a producer.
What'd she say, Megan?
And she said, you've dished on my fiance so hard. How can I be okay with that? She said, this is what's so beautiful about mine and Dale's relationship right now. Like, I feel like we're on the right path.
Bruh.
Honey.
Bruh.
You, fiance.
Fiance?
You dating a whole 15 other men, but you got a fiance.
Like 30 other men still. You called that man your fiance. Wrap this shit up.
So we see some highlights from next week. We see Claire and Chris Harrison. It's the clip we've seen a million times now. The congrats, you've just blown up the Bachelorette. We see a slight confrontation between Chasen and Jason. We see Claire apologizing to the guys. And then we see it cuts to a pool.
And who is the melanin goddess coming out that motherfucking
in a
water,
beautiful
Megan?
Orange bikini? It is Tayshia Adams.
Tayshia motherfucking bad bitch Adams.
Is that her middle name?
Bad bitch. Mm. I said it here. Mm, okay. That's what her mama named her.
Mm, okay.
Mrs. Adams named her bad bitch because she fucking knew when she came out the womb, this girl about to shake some shit up.
Can we call her that for the rest of the season?
Tayshia bad bitch Adams? Yes. Yes, the fuck we can. Okay. Who gonna tell us we can't? Who gonna check us, boo?
You're right. So then we also see an end reel, and it's Claire at the roast, and she's on stage, and Margaret Cho brings her up, and she says, "Welcome to Claire's Extreme Strip Roast." And no one thought it was funny.
Because I thought it was fucking hilarious.
That you find funny. Me, you don't find funny. That you find funny.
You recapping Bennett's jokes? No, I do not find that funny.
So to Joe, she says, "I'm just glad whenever I need a good nap, you know how to put me to sleep." And then she looks at the camera and she said, "That's an anesthesiologist joke."
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And to Brendan, she goes, "Man, I really thought I sent you home last week."
Oh,
oh that no, was Brandon, not Brendan.
Damn.
Mama got jokes
that are written by producers. So, at the end of this, we do see say goodbye to one POC that I would like to also highlight. That is Garen Flowers. He is the Florida boy from the University of Southern California. He is the professor of journalism. We are sad to see him go. I hope that he is on a beach. He reminds me of the new Wells. Like funny, quirky, stylish, probably real cool. Gonna see his personality come out on the beach.
Okay. That's not where I thought you were going at that statement, but okay. I like that.
I had to justify myself because you gave me them eyes. Like, bitch, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, because Wells didn't find love on the show, right?
No.
Like, Garen he found love.
Garen ain't about to come find love on the show neither. Diggy didn't. They just about to entertain us on the beach. That's what black people are used for on BIP is entertainment. They don't find love. What black folks you know who found love on the beach beside Lace and Garrett?
And that was short-lived. But
is his name Garrett, too? I think so.
Garrett, not Garen.
Yeah, Garrett.
But that was a whole tattoo. And
that
then
was. That was just can no be more. Covered. But what other black people have you known found love on the beach, Megan?
No, I think that's the list, actually.
Yeah. So that's not what we go on there for. We're purely entertainment, like hopefully Demi as a bartender and Wells.
I would love that.
Demi is just, I love her. Anyways, so the next episode that we're going to put out again will be, today is Wednesday when you guys listen to this. Thursday we will have a Patreon exclusive. Friday we'll have a Patreon exclusive. Sunday we'll have a Patreon
Saturday.
Exclusive. Saturday we're going to have We literally are going to have Patreon exclusives Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then Monday, we will have our true crime episode in relation to this Bachelorette Week 3 recap. Is there a theme that you have considered?
I don't know yet.
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking maybe something about Dale. I'm thinking something about, like, triggering incidences.
I'm kind of going to go with, I think I'm going to go with Margaret Cho.
Mm.
I'm going to find a murderer named Bennett.
His name is Bennett. He's on the show. Allegedly. The bodies haven't been found.
Allegedly.
Well, thank y'all for joining us again. We really enjoy these recaps. We hope that you enjoyed it as well. We hope that you also listen to our true crime. If you're really not a true crime fan, that's fine. Don't forget, we're going to be doing a Friendsgiving Bachelor bonus content.
Extravaganza!
Extravaganza! In November, which is like right around the corner, so we're planning
it's literally now. Days away. Mm-hmm.
That'll be on Patreon as well. And join us on Patreon for some like extra bonus stuff, including Bachelor Nation interviews, which start at the $3 level.
Yup, yup, yup. Do all that.
Bye. Peace.
Bye.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Crime and Roses. Thanks for tuning in. Big shout out and thank you to our producer, audio engineer, tech support guru, and Danielle's bestie, David Velik. You can find him on Instagram at David Velik. That's DavidVelik. And at keylightmedia.com, KeylightMedia.com.
And you can also connect with us via social media. We're on Twitter at Crime and Roses, at CrimeAndRoses. We do live tweet during the Bachelor franchise shows. And if you use the hashtag Crime and Roses, we'll pick the tweet of the week and mention you on the show. You can also follow us on Instagram at Crime and Roses and send us your favorite memes and we'll repost them. Like, follow, and join the discussion on Facebook. And lastly, you can email us at crimeandroses@gmail.com. Send us your crime suggestions, also any questions and comments you may have. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on using your favorite podcatcher.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.